Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Star 102 plays more music while you work and listen on radio.com. And it's the Jen and Tim show that continues to cover Cleveland. We love the fact that Dr. Amy Edwards, the infectious disease specialist at UH Rainbow, joins the show. We certainly want to talk all about COVID-19. For example, whether it's carry out, whether you're bringing items home from a grocery store or things like that, maybe grabbing the mail. How concerned should we be when doing things like that?
Overall, the risk is very low. Like, let's be clear. I mean, somebody would have to be shedding massive amounts of virus to get virus all over your mail and your packages. So overall, I think the risk is very low. If somebody, however, is very high risk and they're very worried about it, there are a couple different strategies. One would be to open and sort your mail, get rid of all the junk mail, deal with the things that need to be dealt with, and then wash your hands while very carefully not touching your face during that time. But you want to be very careful to make sure whatever you're wiping down with doesn't get on your food, because that could be bad. You don't want to eat disinfectant.
So there are differing opinions on when we'll reach the peak of the coronavirus. What are your thoughts on that?
It depends on what you're talking about. If you're talking about the entire country, I definitely think that the peak mortality rate is going to be this week. I know in the last 24 hours, it was something on the order of like 1,800 Americans died in the last 24 hours. I definitely think those numbers are going to peak this week and then start to go down. But if you look at individual places like Louisiana, Detroit, they are very much still on the logarithmic rise before the peak. Whereas if you look at places like Ohio, Ohio shut down ages ago, it feels like. And we really are very strongly plateauing. And so I think we most certainly are at our peak, or very near our peak. The problem with, Ohio is that while we have most certainly flattened our curve, I mean, we've really squashed it. If you look at a graph of cases and mortality here in Ohio, you can really see how much it's really been squashed. But that does tend to drag the outbreak out a little bit longer. So instead of having this sharp rise with a big peak and then a collapse at the end, it kind of tends to like burn on for just a little bit longer. And so while I do think that we're hitting that plateau here in Ohio, I would say plateau more than peak, the plateau may last a little bit longer. And so I think that's the different messaging that you're hearing, is people are either talking about different regions or they're using slightly different language. Nobody knows, right? And you don't really know until you're coming down from your peak that you were at the peak. But certainly, the encouraging thing here in Ohio is we kept our numbers low and we're well below hospital capacity. And so we're definitely able to keep up with the coronavirus cases here in Ohio, which is very different than some other places.
So Dr. Edwards, continuing to go to the hospital, continuing to go to work, how are you and how's the morale at the hospital?
We're doing good. We're doing okay. There are good days and bad days. We're well below capacity. And so that gives us the ability to fully staff every unit. We're really encouraged by the support we've been getting from the community. That's been amazing.